Good morning to everyone in this great universe. This is the Kennel with Pat and the Cat, our long-awaited return. It's been 2 weeks, Cat. Really
long time.
Really long time. I don't know what I was doing the last couple weeks. Travel with basketball, Thanksgiving holiday, and it's been a really rough 2 weeks for me, not being able to talk to all of you guys. But we're back here on WJMF 88.7 HD2 and bit.do/WJMF Radio. Cat, lot to get into. I mean, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we talked. Seasons have ended. Seasons have begun.
Yep.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, it certainly has. One of the seasons that began, men's basketball, and we're actually joined in studio right now by sophomore of the men's basketball team, Marcel Petway.
Sel!
Hey, what's going on?
Welcome back. We had Sel on with us. Was it our first episode ever? Or was it our second episode? I can't recall.
I want to say the first one, but I don't know.
It was a while ago. It was over a month ago. But he's back, ready to talk some hoops. Men's hoops season well in effect. 2-5 on the year. Some really tough
games.
He's
back and he has two eyes. Thankfully,
he's got two eyes. Got the poke last night in the Brown game.
It wasn't a poke. It was more of a full blown elbow.
Full blown elbow, not called. Of all the foul calls last night, that one wasn't called. It was a wild game. Well, we'll start with what I'm sure a lot of people have already seen listening to us right now. The end of the game. I mean, it's gone viral. It's amazing how quickly that happened, how quickly the internet works. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see it last night, Nez hit a three with about 10 seconds left to put you guys up one. Mm-hmm. Then Tavon Blackman, their senior, drives, hits a layup with about 4 seconds left, put them up one. Ike inbounds the ball. I guess at first I thought that he looked at the scoreboard and maybe it didn't change and he thought you guys were up one still or up two. But apparently he just thought in his head, even with that layup, that you guys were still winning.
Yeah.
He goes to dribble out the clock, throws the ball up in the air, and actually goes to high-five Adam. And obviously Adam's like, Ike, we were losing. And then it just hits him. And, I mean, you feel terrible for him, but it was surreal the way the game ended last night. What did you see, and how did you see everything last night?
I mean, I didn't necessarily see, like, what was, like, going on, like, what was this whole thought process. I mean, obviously it's just, like, a mistake. I mean, yes, not many people are going to do it, but it is possible to happen. I mean, how that game was going, anything could have happened. For all we know, Blackman could have missed that layup, or Niz could have missed that shot. Anything could happen in those last, in those final 30 seconds of the game. And, I mean, for all we know, he could probably look at the score at that time, and it didn't change right away, and he thought we were up the whole time. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those mistakes that we have to get over it. And, I mean, I talked to him right after the game, like, as soon as that happened, I said, listen, like, we play in 4 to 8 hours. So, I mean, right now it's like we're all here for you. I mean, you got to keep your head up and just continue because, I mean, it's a long season ahead of us. Like, obviously, like, you want to win every game possible, but, I mean, we have conference play starting in, I think, three weeks probably, and we have to get ready for that. We have a really good team coming in, Yale, tomorrow, and that's going to be one hell of a game, honestly. Like, we're just going to have it all. I mean, Dan's injured right now, and we need everybody to step up.
Not usually an opportunity basketball players have. It's more of a baseball thing to come right back the next day or the day after and to get back after and have a short memory. You guys have that opportunity. How important is that right now in a week like this to be able to play 48 hours later?
I mean, that's the most important thing, honestly, just because – Like you said, like baseball, that's one of the sports where your game is like back-to-back almost. But for basketball, I mean, it's a long season. So in general, it's like we can't let one game define the rest of our season based off just one mistake. Like, it's basketball. Like, we're going to have to bounce back somehow, some way. And this year, it's like I feel like this is one of the most important years just based off the team and the talent that we have is that we have a chance where we can go really deep this year into the NEC tournament and actually win the whole thing.
You mentioned really deep team this year. Nezre, your classmate, guy you came in with last year, he's just been on a tear.
Yeah.
30 points in two of the last three games. He's averaging over 23 points per game. Mm-hmm. At least 22 points in five straight. What has been his biggest difference this season?
I mean, it's his second year. I mean, he really matured from last year. We all knew he was capable of scoring, but this year he just stepped up to a new level. Me and him talk a lot, and we knew that, like, this is a year that, like, we didn't want to repeat what happened last year. Like, we all knew even last year we were talented enough to compete with the teams in our conference. And this year, him and I were just talking, like, this is the year where no matter what goes down, like, if it's just only five of us left to be playing the rest of the season or if it's just the whole team, we have to put on much as possible. We have to, like, show out every game possible and just go out there no matter what's the odds against us.
I'm going to try to explain this. I might not do it very well. But last year, you scored, I think it was 20, back-to-back 20-point games to open up league play, I believe it was. You were the rookie of the week.
Yeah.
It seemed as if you figured it out at that point. That was January 1 or so, January 2 or so. Nezre, it took him first game in February, the last seven games of the year, he averaged 19 points per game. It seemed that it's at that point he figured it out. Was there a moment last year, and is that a thing with basketball players and with athletes in general, where you like say, like, okay, now I got it. Like I can do this now. Did you feel that in January when you had those back-to-back good games?
I mean, it's more of just how the game is for you, kind of. Like, it's not necessarily like, you know what, like, I understand this game. Like, I mean, yes, like, that this, like, year now you understand how college basketball is and, like, what's expected of you. But, I mean, it's more of just you're just hot at that time. So, like, necessarily, like, my 20, like, back-to-back games were just mostly just playing a game at the end of the day. It's just, like, I didn't even realize I had that many points. So, it's just you just keep playing and the ball just goes in for you at that time. So, I mean, obviously, Nizre is a tremendous shooter and scorer just in general, but, I mean, that's just how Nizre is. He's just been a scorer his entire life.
It's striking to see that how that can happen sometimes. You look at football this year. Thomas Costigan has a game at Duquesne where he has nine tackles, a forced strip sack, an interception, two tackles for a loss. In the last four games, that kind of jumps out. He had 35 tackles. The last four games had like three forced fumbles, interception, nine tackles for a loss. And you're like, man, did Thomas Costigan just figure it out? Like, is he going to be nasty the rest of his career? Mm-hmm. And you look at your performance in that first 2 weeks, and then Nezre's starting last February. Now, Adam Grant, you look at him, like, maybe he figured it out early. Who knows? He's had an outstanding start to his career.
And, I mean, Adam is just – he's a talented scorer just as well. I mean, he played very well in high school too, 1,500-point scorer. So – our team, in general, we all know how to score the ball. That's not the problem this year at all. Like, we all can score the ball. We know that. It's more of just playing consistent for the whole entire 40 minutes and just going out there and just ready to compete.
Let's talk about the road trip for a second. You guys were on the road for we were on the road for 10 days or so straight. Four games. It was crazy. Started off in Washington at Gonzaga. They got some trees on that team. I mean,
you look like a 6'1" guard.
You look like a point guard against some of their mammoths. Karnowski, specifically, 7'1", guy's 300 pounds. Yeah. He's just a low down low. What was it like battling with some of those guys?
I mean, I think the real battle before them was the altitude, so my breathing was kind of a difficult during that game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, playing them, that was – I never played anyone like that. Just having two – guys who are either 6'10 or taller in the game at all times. And, I mean, they're talented. They're probably one of they are the biggest team in college basketball. And at the end of the game, I mean, Mark Few talked to me. He was like, I'm impressed that you even handled that whole situation just dealing with trees the whole time. And it was our whole team in general, I think, really handled it well. And that's going to, like, just help us out towards at the end of the day because we all know, like, we're not going to face a team where the shortest person in the starting five is, like, maybe 6'4". So, I mean, it was just a different experience.
How important is your inside game going to be? You mentioned Dan is hurt. He's out for a little while. Your team has relied a lot on three-pointers, Adam Grant, Nezre. How important is your play, Mark, Sebastian Towns' play, Gus, Boshko? How important is that play going to be for this team to not be one-dimensional?
I mean, that means we just had to step it up another notch because everybody knows that Dan's are like one of our main keys for defensively. Like, that's rebounding, shot blocking, just energy. Like, we need him just as much as anybody on the starting five or even on the bench. Like, that's one of our main guys. So the bigs, we just got to step it up every single game to, like, another notch. I know I talked to Coach O'Shea, and he's like, Marcel, like, we're going to ask a lot out of you. Like, since Dan's not here right now, like, you're going to have to step it up a lot. And I tell Bash, too, like, it's going to be a one hard
time to bash.
Yeah.
Hulk Bash, that's my saying for him.
Yeah, no, he's a good player just as well, too. So, I mean, I know I have a lot of confidence in every single person on our team this year. And, I mean, I think we'll do fine.
How big was Boshko last night? He hadn't played a whole lot through the first mm-hmm. 6 games. 29 minutes last night, 16 points, 7 boards. He's 6'7", one of the taller guys on the team, but he's got guard skills. How big was it for him to perform the way he did last night?
I mean, I'm so proud of that kid, honestly. I mean, just what he's been going through, and I know, like, Coach's been on him a lot because Boshko, he can be one of our best players on the team, too. And I'm just really happy for him, and I'm glad that, like, we seen that out of him yesterday. And at the end of the day, like I said, we're going to need people to step up since Dan's missing. So I'm just glad that I seen that out of him.
Anybody that's watched college basketball this year has seen an uptick in fouls called, whether it be away from the basketball.